Look what the cat dragged in.
You're waking up with Donnie B and the Spleenless Morning Show.
Great.
On Mix 96.7.
Always number one for today's best music on Mix 96.7. I'm Donnie B. He's Mason Black. We're glad you're joining us this morning. Miley Cyrus gets beaten out by the Pope for Times Person of the Year in what was a close match for some unknown reason. Pope Miley, I don't know. But I got to thinking, though, you know, like if Auburn had a, or let's just say Lee County, Auburn, right. Opelika, Beauregard, Beulah, if there was a Lee County Person of the Year, who would it go to? Would it, like, you know, Bill Hamm, Gary Fuller, they're the mayors, they've done some good things this year. Of course, Gus Malzahn.
Right, yes, of course.
That's an obvious look. John Bodiford, our boss.
Right.
For posterity's
sake. Always in the running for
Man
of the Year.
Well, in our hearts. As long as they keep sending those checks. But I think you and I are really in agreement here.
They're great candidates. Let's not take that away from them. But I'm going to go with the Popeye's
Person
girl.
Who brought Steak and Shake.
What? Yeah. No, it's the Popeye's girl. The magical lady that delivers me my fried chicken.
You're
going
to give it to a person who works at Popeye's.
Yeah, are you kidding? Why would you not? Look, I go up there. She gives me insider information on how the, you know, the food tastes and what I should get on this.
There's like 8 things on that menu. What kind of, this is not like the stock exchange here.
It's
insider
a lot
information. This isn't the boiler room.
Do you
it's
know
Popeye's.
That they have shrimp now, so calm down.
Streaming worldwide at mix967online.com.
Are you serious?
Mix 96.7.
Good morning. I'd like to weigh in on the candy.
Yeah.
First of all, Twizzlers aren't that great.
Yes!
No!
Woo! I would probably trade them out along with Reese's, and I wouldn't want to see those Mary Jane peanut butter kisses.
Those are the honey ones.
I've never seen those.
It's like honey peanut butter and all the yellow red wrapper.
Yeah, the orange and black wrappers. Those are gross.
I think you just have a vendetta against peanut butter, saying you're trading out.
Well, see,
Reese's.
Now I think you're a little hurtful right now because she decided the Twizzlers were not that great, which has already been a confirmed thing.
I can't help that she's probably legally insane, right? You've been to a
I think she's
before,
a nice
right?
lady.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're just sucking up now, Mason.
I'm not sucking up. I just, you know, when a great mind like myself finds another great mind that hates Twizzlers, you know, we kind of bond together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys lovely? Mix, good morning.
Good morning. Who's the wackadoodle bagging on Twizzlers?
This guy, yeah.
Look now, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Twizzlers is the bee's knees.
How do you eat them?
Well, they're fantastic if you put them in your Coca-Cola at the movies and use them as a straw.
So, wait, you like the sour straws? Like that, you know?
No.
Twizzlers.
Use Twizzlers as a straw, and then they get kind of gooey and you eat them.
Why would you ruin your Coke, though?
Oh, no, it makes it wonderful. It's the best thing ever. Now, the Necco wafers, those things are horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not all too bad.
Wake up. It's Donnie B.
Think about who this is for. Let's aim higher.
On Mix 96.7.
7:42, Daily Dumas time on Mix 96.7. We're going to give it to Yusuf. He's a Russian. He got attacked by a bear. A bear come up at him in the field, and he says, you know what, bear? Let's go. Let's tangle. Literally fights this bear, gets headbutted, bit, breaks ribs, and then the bear, in some like form of inner Steven Seagal, throws this dude off a cliff. I didn't even know bears knew how to throw. It was a circus bear.
On a unicycle, I bet.
Threw him off a cliff. And this was his response when, I guess, he just got up and went back to his house. I got off easy. It would have killed me if I chickened out.
So he's implying that if he hadn't have ripped his shirt open, exposing another Russian, he would have probably been murdered by the bear.
This guy was like a manly nesting doll. It was just a Russian inside a Russian, and he's just all three of them wanted to fight this bear. Where's the weird part, though, okay? We just described the manliest man of men. He was out in that field picking raspberries.
Check it out.
Your hometown station for today's best music.
This was fun. We should do this more often.
Mix 96.7.
Y'all had a good morning?
just keep rapping.
Eating a hot dog on a yard, call that Frank Ocean. Laugh while eating a candy bar, call that Snickers. Slip like a baby, call that kidnapping.
Who is he? Mix, who is Mitchell impersonating?
All right, so I'm kind of actually a little ashamed, but I think that was Lil Wayne.
That's absolutely right. I'm very surprised.
He's a little ashamed.
Those were some of the dopest and illest rhymes I've heard.
That's good stuff. Congratulations. You just got 2 tickets to the Carmike Wins Song 16.
All right. Hey, man. Appreciate it. And hey, why don't you spit some more dope rhymes at us while you got a free minute? It could save some record playing time. You know, just spit some rhymes and I'll turn it up where everybody can hear outside.
People will just walk away from you, Jason. You'll be the loneliest man in Lee County. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Congratulations. What's the name of the station that you winner?
Always Mix 96. Come on, let's go.
Now, what's your style and who do you listen to? At home or at work. Don't stop, keep it on. Mix 96.7.
Mix 96.7 and the Spleenless Morning Show. I'm Donnie B. His name, Mason Black. Mason, you were talking to me before the break. I told you I went and saw Frozen. You said you love the Disney Pixar animated movies.
They do get my heart all of Twitter.
They do play them heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see it because I've always enjoyed the movies. But I will say, I did not really think about my choice before until we got there.
What could be wrong with a Disney movie, though?
When you have that many children in a theater, the aforementioned theater rules, like the givens, you know, no filming, no texting, no talking on the phone. Shoot, son, you could have talked on your phone the whole time, and that would have been the least of everybody's concern. And it's cute, too. I mean, because when children are yelling and asking questions very loudly right. about the movie as it's going on, you're just like, children. But it gets weird, too. Case in point, I was sitting down, middle of the movie, enjoying my popcorn, and I feel like, just feel this little hand just like grabbing my hair and like... just kind of like loosely like running his fingers down my neck.
Your silky mane is what you mean to call it?
Silky mane. And I freak out. I think like I'm in a Japanese horror movie like The Grudge. It's like a ghost hand coming through my... Turn around and it's this little, I don't know, 3-year-old boy or girl with long, curly, blonde locks just staring at me, completely blank-faced. His mom's just like, she knows that he just ran his hands through my head, but she's choosing to ignore it. And ma'am, I'd just like to let you know that that was me, and I'm letting the whole world know that your child has boundary issues.
You sound like you're a little violated.
I'm just saying, in the primate world, if a gorilla did that to another gorilla, there'd be a fight. That's like a dominance thing. Like that. That 3-year-old blonde child was trying to show that he's dominant to me.
So clearly, he's the silverback, and you're the little baby gorilla looking for acceptance.
It's Donnie B in the morning on Mix 96.7.
Mix 96.7, that was Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness, The Dance Remix. I'm Donnie B, he's Mason Black for Mix in the Mornings. And you've been going to the gym recently, I think in part because the McRib is back.
Oh, yeah.
The news headline today says Foodbeast claims the McRib is returned. There's no claiming. I was there 2 days ago.
We've all witnessed.
It's bad.
I've already had it like 3 times already.
Apparently, there's a lot of people like you who think, you know what? I want to eat right now a barbecue sauced sponge. With some onions.
What do you have in life anymore? We every day you make me realize that you
car,
just
a wife,
you
a house.
You don't have a happy life if you cannot fully enjoy the McRib. What can you even call yourself human? I wonder.
Can you even call that pork?
Not really, yeah. But it is tasty. It is delicious and packed with protein.
Packed with something, man. Yeah. Packed with something. There's only one fast food that I'm getting excited about.
What is that?
There is rumor that a Crystal is coming to Tiger Town.
Who cares? I hate Crystal.
Oh, come on.
Are you being serious? You're one of those people?
The convenience? I am one of those people that gets impressed with numbers. I see like a combo that I can pay like $4 and have 30 sandwiches. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know what makes me feel fat? When I eat 30 burgers. What doesn't make me feel fat is when I eat 2 burgers.
Oh, man.
From Auburn to Opelika, we are your station for today's best music.
Of course.
Mix 96.7.
Mix, good morning.
Kyle. Hey, good morning. I got a comment for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If you didn't think enough of her to ask her out, then and not want to pay for her way, then you never should have asked her out to start with.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah.
You know, I'm serious. You know, I'm an older lady, and I've been around the block a time or two. Just because you say you're a man, you're really not. You know, and you can kind of follow this.
Could you say that again, but snap your fingers at the same time?
really, you know, I want my granddaughter to be respected as a lady. Pay for her. Pay for her. Be a man, a real man, and pay her way.
That has nothing to do with respect. I'm just saying, as far as equality goes, you should split the bill right down the middle.
This guy is trying to be like Susan B. Anthony. I'm cutting him off.
And I really, really hope the world is not full of a lot of guys like you.
I'm a nice guy. I'm just cheap.
You're probably a dad right now. Guy.
Ma'am, what's your name? I just need to tell you I love you.
Well, I love you too.
All right, thanks for the call. Day.
Always number one for today's best music. Mix 96.7.